Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
A little detective work, and I've got a case to solve. Tracking down a certain gang, and a reliable source tells me they hang out here. They're a wild-looking bunch with long tails and tentacles growing out of their heads. Some don't even have heads. One is nicknamed the Blob. It's a tough case with a catch. It makes it tougher. Even if I nab these guys, I won't be able to see them. They're so small. They're invisible. There's only one way to crack this case. It takes a special kind of private eye. And I know just the one. The world's best private eye is a microscope. It's 1,000 times stronger than your own eye, and it makes even the littlest things big enough for us to see. Case in point, this pond water. Do you see anything in there? Well, if there is, this microscope will find it. Let's put it to the test. Aha! Just as I suspected, the whole gang is in here. Whoa, there's the Blob now. His real name is Amoeba. He moves in so many directions at once, you can't really tell if he's coming or going. Now, the one with the weird hairdo is Hydra. It's not waving its tentacles to be friendly. It's trying to lasso its neighbor for lunch. These rotifers here look like street sweepers. Their mouths whirl like wheels on top of their heads, sweeping in food. Now, water bears have short, stumpy legs and fuzzy feet. They almost look cuddly. There are millions of invisible creatures living in our world. And they're everywhere, not just in water. We call these tiny creatures microorganisms. Now, most are harmless, but some can make you sick. They're called germs. And when you catch a germ, you know you don't feel well. But what is a germ? And where do they come from? What do you think a germ is?
A germ's a little black thing that when it gets in your stomach, it parties, and when it falls asleep, you get sick.
It's a big marshmallow with big blue eyes, and it's in your stomach.
A germ is something inside your body that eats the inside of your body, and it has yellow teeth, and it has a big, fat, pudgy face.
It's red and green and slimy and sticky.
It eats away your health. A germ is a little black, creepy, crawly thing that hauls dirt around like a garbage truck.
There are all kinds of germs in the world. Some make you sneeze or feel sick to your stomach. Others give you the blahs. But here's a book called Germs Make Me Sick that's guaranteed to make you feel better.
Illustrated by Marilyn Hafner. Read by Molly Mantlin. You wake up one morning, but you don't feel like getting out of bed. Your arms and legs ache. Your head hurts. You have a fever. I'm sick, you say. I must have caught a germ.
I think so.
Germs are tiny, tiny living beings. In fact, a line of 1,000 germs could fit across the top of a pencil. There are many different kinds of germs, but the two that usually make you sick are bacteria and viruses. Under a microscope, bacteria look like round balls, straight rods, or spirals. Viruses are far tinier than bacteria. Some look like balls with spikes sticking out on all sides. Others look like tadpoles or metal screws with spider legs. Although germs are all around, your body keeps them out most of the time. Your skin blocks germs. Your nose helps too. It is lined with tiny hairs that catch germs you breathe in and push them back out. Some germs do slip in every once in a while. Your friend sneezes.
Achoo!
Germs fly out. Some of his germs may get into your lungs. You take a sip of your cousin's soda. Her germs are on the straw. A few of the germs may get into your stomach. You're riding a bike. You fall and scrape your knee. Germs from the ground may get under your skin. But even when germs do get into you, your body has ways to fight them. White cells and antibodies in your blood usually kill germs before they can do any harm. But sometimes germs multiply or give off poisons that harm your cells. That's when germs make you sick. You may have pains and aches or run a fever. You might break out in a rash. Germs bring you colds and the flu, measles, mumps, chicken pox, and lots of other illnesses. Usually, you feel better after a day or two.
Thanks.
But if you don't, you should see a doctor.
Open wide.
What hurts, they ask. Let's take a look. Perhaps they swab your throat with cotton. Then they send the cotton with the germs on it to a lab. Or they may take a few drops of blood from your fingertip or arm. Your doctor gets a report from the lab. It tells whether the germs are bacteria or viruses. If bacteria are making you sick, the doctor usually prescribes some drug.
Thank you very much.
Doctors do not yet have drugs to cure diseases caused by viruses. but they can give you shots to prevent some of these diseases. When germs make you sick, your doctor will tell you to stay in bed. Bed rest makes it easier for your body to fight the germs. Germs do make you sick sometimes, but you can help yourself stay healthy all the rest of the time by eating right, exercising, and keeping clean.
Now, nobody likes to get sick, so scientists grow and study germs in a lab like this one. Here comes some now. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, LeVar.
This is Beverly, a medical technologist. She checks up on germs every day. Beverly, what have you got here?
LeVar, I have here cultures of bacteria that we work and study with.
Now, how do you work with bacteria here in this lab?
Well, when a doctor has a sick child, for instance, she asks for a culture, maybe of a throat, and we would put that culture on a plate like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special dish of food for the bacteria to grow on.
This red stuff here is the food?
And then we put it in a warm, dark place for 24 hours. After 24 hours, it ends up looking like this.
So in the 24 hours, the bacteria is actually growing, huh?
It multiplies about every 20 minutes. It grows very fast.
So what kind of bacteria is this one?
This one is E. coli, and it can live in an infected finger.
You mean if I cut my finger and it gets infected, that's what's growing inside?
Could be.
Well, that looks pretty nasty, doesn't it?
Yes. Do you want to see some up close?
Under a microscope, you
sure.
mean? Sure. Sure, I'd love to.
Okay. I have a stained slide here of the beta streptococci that causes sore throat.
So this is actually the bacteria that's in my throat when I get a sore throat, huh? Okay. Wow.
They look like beads, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But they look like beads that are kind of strung together.
They're stained so that we can see them.
Oh, so bacteria really don't have any color?
No, they're invisible.
Okay. You have another one?
Take a look at this one, LeVar.
Now, which one is this?
This is E. coli.
Oh, this is one of the bacteria that we looked at in the dish, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, these guys, ooh, they kind of look like sausages. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, this is the bacteria in the finger cut.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Do you have any others?
Yes, I have a slide of Staph aureus that causes pimples.
Ooh, I want to see this one. Ooh,
lots of clusters
wow.
of grapes.
Wow.
If you notice, it looks sort of like clusters of grapes.
Yeah, the whole slide is full of these guys. Now, this actually lives on the skin.
Yes. You know, LeVar, you don't have to be in a laboratory to see microorganisms.
Really?
You should see the things that grow in a refrigerator on forgotten food. Come here, and I'll show you.
Okay. Beverly, this looks pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's not exactly a lunch you want to sit down and eat right now.
Mm-mm.
You know, microorganisms, especially moles like these, like the same kind of food we eat. If they get to it first, though, they set up housekeeping and then they ruin it for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bowl of fruit, or was a bowl of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be strawberries here. They're covered with a...
used to be is right.
They're covered with a velvety mold. This looks like spider webs all over it. This is a mold that's growing on a peach. And believe it or not, this used to be a lemon.
Are you kidding?
No.
A lemon? Can I touch it?
Sure.
It won't hurt me, will it?
It won't hurt you. You wouldn't want to eat it, though. It's pretty unappetizing, and it wouldn't taste very good.
Pretty slimy, too.
Yeah.
Sort of.
A mold is a microorganism just like bacteria. In fact, you have good bacteria in your mouth right now that are very helpful.
In my mouth?
Yes, there are.
Right now?
Uh-huh. You want to come back to the lab, and I'll show you?
Okay. Like this?
You're doing real well.
Okay. How's that?
That's great.
Now what?
Now you hand the swab to me.
Mm-hmm.
We take a clean plate and we transfer your saliva to the plate.
So we're actually going to make a culture of the bacteria in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sterilize the loop. And then we spread the bacteria around on its dish of food.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have 24 hours to wait to incubate this plate, but if we did, it would look like this tomorrow.
So this is good bacteria?
Yes, this is normal, healthy bacteria. It actually helps you digest your food.
So the good bacteria is supposed to be there, and we can keep bad bacteria out by brushing our teeth,
washing your hands, and keeping generally clean.
Thanks, Beverly.
You're welcome.
Most of the time, you keep germs out, but if one sneaks through uninvited, it will find out soon enough that it's not a welcome guest.
I asked for this assignment. I really
looked forward to it. I was waiting for a film today.
Got a colleague's job. And I
okay, everybody, settle down. Settle down. All right. Item one. Welcome to the body's defense team.
Right.
Now, fighting germs is a tough job, but you're the kind of blood cells that can do it. Item two. Locating infiltrators and putting out their lights.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is all a matter of departmental procedure, and it's customary to show rookies this film. Phagocytes will go out first, cruise the bloodstream, and patrol every part of the body. Watch for trouble spots. Nose.
Hey, this guy's got the sniffles.
That's something else.
Bacteria.
Yeah. Stomach. And keep an eye out for cuts, scrapes, or other breaks in the skin.
Look over there.
Oh, yeah.
If something looks suspicious, go after it. Search and destroy. If any germs get away, radio headquarters for reinforcements. We'll send out a squad of lymphocytes and their antibodies. They'll chase the germs, trap them, and tie them up. Once the germs are disarmed, the phagocyte patrol can swing by and clean up.
Right on.
Wonderful.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Then get out there and get them before they get us.
Yes, it's true. There are some microorganisms that do make us sick, but there are a lot more that keep us healthy. They live in the air, the water, and the soil. And they help the earth grow fruits and vegetables that are good for us to eat. In this handful of soil, there are millions of microbes doing their jobs right now. And here are some people who work with these microbes every day of the week.
We work pretty hard here at this farm. But we're not the only ones. There's lots of microbes, or microorganisms, at work here too. And without them, we couldn't grow healthy plants like this. Hi, I'm Al Johnson of the Watershed Organic Farm. Let me show you what those microorganisms do. It all starts with garbage. Well, it's garbage to you and me, old rotten apples and rotten potatoes and banana peels and lettuce leaves and even eggshells. But to our microorganisms, this is great food. And they take this food and they turn it into a really good soil that we call compost. And it makes great fertilizer for our plants. Now, what are they doing down here? Let's take a closer look at what's happening in our compost pile. Our microorganisms are really doing their work, eating this and turning it into a real nice soil for us. Let me pick apart one of these here. This is some old grass clippings that have been in here for a little while. Now, if you really look closely there, you'll see some old banana peel, like some old lettuce leaves there. And I want to show you what our microorganisms do here. Just like you and I chew our food when we eat, microorganisms do the same thing. I'm going to help them along here, speed things up. I'm going to show you what happens after they've ground this and eaten it for a few weeks. Ta-da! Soil! But it's a special kind of soil we call compost, with lots of good plant foods in there. Just like there are lots of good plant foods in here, our finished compost, which our microorganisms have already eaten, is real good food for our plants. Now here on the farm, we have so many plants that we can't make enough compost for all of them. So what we do is use horse manure, which we get by the ton. Now, just like in our compost pile, we had millions of microorganisms. Inside the horse's stomach, there's millions of microorganisms breaking down what the horse eats, the grass and the hay. And out the other end comes manure. Great food for our plants. You and I wouldn't like to eat this for lunch, but our plants do. So let's go give them some. We could spread manure all day long, but that won't do us any good if the bugs eat all our plants. In this powder, there's an army of microorganisms just waiting to attack our insect pests. Let's put them into action. I'm going to mix it in this water, stir it up a bit, and we'll spray the leaves of our plants with it. I want to try to cover all the leaves so I can make sure we get all of our insect pests. These strawberries look great, and we can thank our microorganisms for that. So the next time you take a bite of something delicious from the earth, remember our invisible friends that help make it happen. Mmm.
No matter how hard you look, you won't see the invisible world without a microscope. But luckily for us, good stories aren't so hard to find. So if you like Germs Make Me Sick, then here are some other books you might want to look closely at. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hello, my name is Kashana, and I feel good today. How do you feel? Do you have a headache or a sore throat? Well, if you do, won't you read Teddy Bear's Cure a Cold? It's about a bear named William who comes down with a cold. His brothers and his sisters examine him. They looked in his throat with a flashlight. They find white spots. So they feed William healthy things and they take care of him. William likes all that attention, and now it's hard to get him out of bed. I think you'll like this book. It's a lot of fun, and it can help you cure a cold. Try finding it in your school library.
Hi, I'm Scott Bose, and I'm one of those kids that really likes guessing games. And I just read a very different book that will test your skill. It's called Guess What by Bo Gardner. This book shows you a picture of a small part of an animal. Then when you turn the page, there's a complete picture of the same animal. This may look like grass growing out of the ground, but it's not. It's a porcupine. The designs in this book are very colorful. My favorite was this group of dots. It turned out to be a peacock. Even when you make a wrong guess, you get a good laugh. If you want to have a good time with a book that's easy to read, I suggest Guess What by Bo Gardner. So get some kids together and try your luck.
Hi, my name's Michelle. I just read a great story that's a science book, a biography, a history book, and a poem all rolled up in one. It's called The Microscope by Maxine Kuman. This is the story of Anton Leeuwenhoek, a man who saw things under the microscope that no one had ever seen before. This book is really a poem. This is a real fun way to read about science. I have a microscope at home and I like to look at fish scales through it, just like Anton did. If you like microscopes, you should read this book.
Thought I'd bring these guys home.
You know, there's so much to look at in nature. You can spend a lifetime doing it, but there's more to it than meets the eye. We share our world with invisible creatures, and the Earth is as much their home as it is ours. They may be very small, but their effect on our lives is very big. And our world wouldn't be this world without them. We'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Germs Make Me Sick by Melvin Berger, illustrated by Marilyn Hafner, published by Thomas Y. Kroll. Teddy Bears Cure a Cold by Susanna Gretz, illustrated by Allison Sage, published by Four Winds Press. Guess What by Bo Gardner, published by Lothrop, Lee, and Shepherd. The Microscope by Maxine Kumin, illustrated by Arnold Lobel, published by Harper & Row.